Well, welcome back to the Pause and Properties podcast.
We have taken a brief hiatus. It has been a crazy summer, but we are back and ready to talk about dogs and real estate, two of our favorite things.
Yeah, absolutely. Football is back and we're back too.
Yes, my Virginia Tech Hokies stumbled a little bit out of the gate, but come on strong the last 2 weekends. So I'm super excited. We're going to turn it around and get the season going.
I'm sure I know you're
a big NFL fan. Have you been enjoying the games?
Enjoying?
Well, not last night.
She's
an Eagles fan.
Yes, my team lost, but it's okay. It's okay. They're getting better. Like,
another game.
Really good last night, so I'm happy about it. But yeah, so a lot's been going on in the world of real estate.
Yes.
So let's give a little update, maybe.
Absolutely. We've definitely seen, so on the lender side, we've definitely seen rate improvement. The rates are continuing to improve. We are expecting and hoping that the feds are going to do a reduction tomorrow. It's a matter of whether it would be a quarter of a point or half a point. That rate reduction does apply to more like short-term loans, like car loans, credit card interest rates, personal loans at the bank, stuff like that. But it usually does translate to the real estate world. So we're hopeful that we will continue into 2025 seeing rate reductions. So that's been great for buyers.
Yeah, definitely. So without getting too political, do you think that the upcoming election is affecting the rates a little bit? Or do you really not think that they don't have anything?
You know, I'm not really sure about that. I do think that like this reduction has been kind of a long time coming, right? I mean, we were talking about it in January 2024 being back into the fives. And I keep feeling like it's like a carrot on a string, you know, that's like being pulled along. And finally, we've seen in the market, certainly an increase in this area, it seems like, of inventory. Markets are staying on the, or houses are staying on the market longer. And values seem to be, for the most part, still holding steady. But I definitely think that with the economy the way that it is, slowing, softening, however you want to characterize it, that a rate reduction is probably in order and coming. So,
well, let's hope so. Let's pray it is.
Yes, yes. So we're seeing refinances for the first time, and
I know that's like years, definitely. So. I had a few people reach out to me, and I was like, they were like asking, "Is it time? Is it time?" And I was like, "It might be. Check with your lender."
That's right. Check with your lender.
Yes,
you'll start getting tons of spam in the mail. So. Don't be tricked by any of that. It's just people that are phishing, but check with your lender. You know, there are some specific guidelines, especially for VA loans and stuff like that. But yeah, for a VA loan, if you can save half a point and recoup the closing costs within 36 months, then you are able to do a streamlined, it's called a VA IRL, interest rate reduction loan. They're pretty easy, pretty quick. And hopefully we'll be saving some veterans some money.
Yeah. And I've definitely seen a little bit more inventory on the market lately. I feel like houses are staying a little bit longer.
Yes.
You know, they're not flying off the shelf in a weekend like they were before. Definitely seeing more and more listings on the market. And that's good because it's giving the buyers obviously more options.
Right.
You know, the buyers don't have to, you know, go over the asking price and with their home inspections and stuff like that.
So are you seeing that ending some, like the crazy, like multiple offers, $10,000 over asking? Yeah.
Yes. And I feel like it still depends on the location and the house and everything. In some occasions you might see like two or three offers, but for the most part, like it's getting pretty much back to normal.
Yeah, steady.
You know, the last few offers that I've written have been very normal. You know, the asking price, regular home inspection, nothing crazy. And
seller concessions are coming back. We're definitely seeing seller concessions coming back. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm expecting, even though obviously, you know, November and December are traditionally a little slower, but I'm expecting good months. I mean, we've got people shopping. We certainly have people interested in refinancing. I was trying to tell my buyers, don't wait till the last minute. Go ahead, call your lender, get your file set up, get yourself in a position so you're ready to refinance when those rates get where you want them to be. Because once rates start dropping, you know, significantly, everybody and their grandmother wants to refinance. So appraisers take longer, the process takes longer, everyone's backed up a little bit. So get yourself in a position that you're ready, get your documents together, your mortgage statement, all that good stuff. Check with your lender. See what you need and put yourself in a position that you're ready when the time's right.
Yes, absolutely. And in the world of real estate, we've had a lot of noise lately. There's been a lawsuit. If you haven't heard, if you haven't seen it on the news, I'll be surprised. But NAR, which is the National Association of Real Estate Agents of Realtors, had a lawsuit, and it's about commissions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, should the seller be paying the agent's commissions or not? Should that be up to the buyer to pay their agent? So a lot happening, a lot of going on,
yes.
Some changes being put in place as far as forms, and don't really want to talk about much about that and get into details and numbers and stuff, so I don't get in trouble.
Right.
But pretty much if you're a buyer, you know, you need to go into the buying process with the expectation that you might have to pay your agent and
right.
be prepared for that. You're receiving a service. So,
right. It's definitely a conversation you want to have up front
yes.
with your agent to find out, you know,
yes.
what the situation is so you're prepared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and absolutely. Like, your agent should have this conversation, like the first initial consultation. They should have that conversation with you about the commission, you know. And again, some situations the sellers are still covering that, but not everybody. It's kind
right.
of, I feel like we all are trying to adjust to the, you know,
new rules.
To the new rules and everything. So it's a learning experience and different forms are being implemented. But have a conversation with your buyer, you know,
right.
see how things are.
Now, is it true about the, you need to have a buyer broker, which is like an agreement to that you're representing the buyers in order to be able to look at properties now?
Yes, it is true. That is the new rule. In order for an agent to show you a house, you need to have a signed agreement with that agent. And if the agent doesn't have the agreement, he or she can get in trouble. So, you know, that's why agents need to be strict on that, you know.
Right. It's probably a good thing just for like accountability and reliability or
it is,
responsibility
it is.
All around, I guess, right?
The agreement,
safety.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. The agreement can be made to be specifically just for this one house
mm-hmm.
or it doesn't have to be like, you know, I feel like people a little are freaking out a little bit because they're like, well, I don't know you. Like, this is my first time seeing you. I don't want
right.
to sign a document, you know, that's going to make me work with you before I do my research.
Right.
But, you know, this agreement can be made just for like one day for this specific address. It doesn't have to be like 6 months or anything
sure.
like that. But we as agents need to have these agreements signed or we can get in trouble. So, you know, if an agent is asking you to sign an agreement or a form before you can see a house, you just need to.
You got to do it.
Yeah.
If you want to see the house, you got to stop it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes sense.
So, yes, this is definitely being implemented for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot going on, but sometimes, like, I feel like it's best to have a conversation with your agent.
Right.
And he or she will educate you. Like, don't believe everything you see in the news.
Right.
I think there's a lot of, like, misinformation spread out from some outlets. So.
Right.
The best thing is to have a conversation with your agent.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that getting all of your ducks in a row before you go out and start looking at houses, whether it's, you know, sometimes you get those buyers that get mad that you want them to have a pre-approval letter from a lender before you take
yes.
them out. But I mean, you're really setting yourself up for potentially a letdown if you're going out and looking at properties and you really don't have any idea like what you're pre-qualified for. And even if you know, oh, well, I got no problem getting qualified at 500,000, but maybe you don't realize what that will mean as far as a monthly payment. And when you realize that, maybe you want to shop at 400,000. So
absolutely.
Definitely doing all of your due diligence ahead of time before you get out there and start really looking at houses is just best for everybody. The buyer, the agent, the lender, everybody.
Yeah, totally.
So.
Absolutely. So yeah, this is what's up with the real estate news,
yeah.
the lending news. Of course, if you guys have any questions in particular, so for specific situations, specific houses, you're ready to like buy or sell a house,
call
you're
us.
Ready to refi, yes, call us. We are always ready to help. Yeah.
Now we talk about something fun.
Yes.
Don't.
Our favorite. Okay. Then almost lost her dog this morning.
Oh my gosh. I still don't know where he was. Literally, I took all the dogs outside, and I mean, there's a lot of dogs. So I got them all outside. And of course, it's raining, so no one wants to go. And Ace, the one that was missing, he turned and he ran back into the house. And then I was getting ready to leave to meet you. And I'm like, I'm counting. That's right. I have to count before I leave. And I'm like, 5, 6. Where's the last dog? He's jet black from head to toe. So I'm looking everywhere for him. I'm under the beds. I'm under the dressers. I'm in the closets. I mean, I tore the garage apart. And it's like, I can't find the dog anywhere. I finally call my wife at work and I'm like, I'm in a full panic. It's been 20 minutes. I know, I swear he's in the house. The front door shut. He couldn't have gotten out. Can't find him anywhere. He just comes strolling down the hall. He wouldn't talk. He still never said where he was. I'm not sure, but gave me a slight panic. I'm sure my blood pressure was elevated, but yes. So we have lots of dogs and lots of happenings with the rescue. So tell them about Halloween.
So we are having our third annual Halloween canine costume contest at Maker's Craft Brewery in Norfolk. It's right on Granby Street. Great place if you haven't been there. We do pretty much like a lot of events there, and it's always
it's an
super
amazing
fun.
Place. Yes. They have such a lovely outside with all the Adirondack chairs and fire pits and fun games and stuff for the kids, and it's huge and like grass and everywhere, and they love animals there, so it's a great place. We do all of our events there.
Yeah, so this is our third time doing the canine costume contest. So if you have a dog, or even if you don't have a dog, just come out and have a good time. But if you have a dog, dress them up with a fun costume and come out on October 12th from 2 p.m. all the way till 5 p.m. We'll be there. There's so much going on, honestly, so much fun. We're going to have music, obviously beer, food. We're going to have a bunch of swag that you can purchase. We'll have a photographer. We'll have like fun Halloween decorations and stuff. You know, this is my favorite event of all events that I've been to. We've done
Halloween
together. It's just so much fun. And
we had like 40 people that did the costume contest last year. So we have a parade. So this year, we have the parade of all the costume, all the dogs in their costumes. So this year, we have a forever foster in the rescue. His name is Jackson, and his foster moms are amazing. Jess and Jen, shout out to you guys. You guys are awesome. So Jackson is paralyzed in his back legs. So he has wheels. Mm-hmm. He has a four wheel and he has a two wheel. So his four wheel is going to be incorporated into his costume. And he's going to lead the parade. And I'm so excited. He's such a sweet boy. He's like 14 years old. And I just saw him last week. I was at the vet with him and Jess. And he is just such a sweet boy. And he is super excited to lead the parade. They're working on the costume. It's probably top secret.
They'll debut it
that day. But we've had so many people come out and bring their dogs and do like a themed costume with their dogs, or if they have like multiple dogs, like a theme for the dogs. So it's super fun. So
much fun. I cannot wait. I just cannot wait to see all the costumes. And this is, by the way, it's not just for small dogs. This is for everybody.
All the dogs. Dress your cat up if you want. I don't care. I mean, it just come out and support the rescue.
Well, we had even people who came dressed up.
Absolutely.
So, if you want to dress up.
Diana dressed up when she just had two of her polar bears. And she spray painted them and dressed up as the woman from 101 Dalmatians with the two gigantic dogs. And it was the most adorable. It was fabulous. It was so good. I don't know how you can top that, but I'm sure you'll come up with something. But we'll have the 757 team powered by Creed will be there. They'll be doing engraved dog tags and we'll have the photo booth with all sorts of setups with like pumpkins and moms. So you can take your picture with your dog or your family or your kids. So
I'm so excited. I just hope the weather is good. I haven't looked at the weather cast, but I really hope have a good day. But even if we don't,
as long as it doesn't rain. If it's chilly, I can deal with it. As long as it doesn't rain.
We'll have fun. We'll have a good time. Yes. So please come out, support. Of course, like this is organized for Compact Canine Rescue. Yep. So, you can donate to the rescue at the event.
Yep.
All the funds that we raise go straight to the dog rescue. For all their needs, obviously it's not cheap to run a dog rescue. It's really expensive. And also, if you, aside of the event, if you want to help and you want to support the rescue, you can always go to the website, compactcaninerescue.com.
.org.
And you can donate. They also have their Amazon shopping list with all the items that they need, like blankets and food and all things like that.
Yep.
So you can purchase from Amazon, but we really appreciate everything. Compact Canine Rescue, it's run completely from foster homes. We don't have a brick and mortar. So, it's not easy, but all the support that we can get, it's great.
Yes.
It's
the community support has definitely been awesome. And we have a list online now on Facebook and Instagram. It is Harnesses and Leashes. You can go in, make a donation, buy one. It sends it right to the, it usually comes to either my house or Sharon's house. So we always have lists up of things that we need. We're actually going to be doing a list for Jackson because he needs more diapers and wipes and all that kind of stuff because of the paralysis. So we're going to do a wish list for him. So stay tuned for that. But we'll also have raffles at the Halloween. We'll have a 50-50 raffle. We have a big gift basket that we're going to raffle off that's filled with just gift cards, Target, Walmart, restaurants, all that kind of stuff. And then we'll have a lottery ticket basket.
Yeah,
that was a big hit last time. I know, that was a big hit last time. So it's like $100 worth of scratchers. So we'll have all of those to raise the money that day. But it really is about also like getting out the community. We cover most of the Mid-Atlantic and we do have volunteers in other states, but we are based here out of Norfolk. So it's really nice to have people come out that maybe don't know that much about the rescue. We tell people if you have an hour or two a week, you can totally get involved. You can make a huge difference and you don't have to foster. If you want to foster, oh, we would love it. Because as Diana said, we do not have a brick and mortar facility. We basically have foster homes that have the dogs in with their own families. So if we don't have a foster family available, we can't bring dogs in. So definitely, we can always use more fosters, but other things, phone work, vet checks, interviews, home visits, fundraising, marketing, tons of stuff that you can do on your own time schedule from your own house, an hour a week, and make a huge difference. It's super rewarding.
It is.
Diana is the home visit queen in this area.
I've done quite a few home
visits. Yes, you have. Yes, you have.
The best feeling is when I get the email afterwards, you know, if the person gets approved and once they get the dog and everything is situated and you get an email, it says, you know, thank you so much for helping. You made this happen. And that's like the best part.
Awesome.
And it really doesn't take a whole lot of your time. I mean, you know, if I have to go do a home visit in Norfolk, I mean, I'm already there, you know, like driving 5 minutes, it literally takes like 20 minutes.
Right.
Super easy, but yeah, it's very, very rewarding.
Yes, so. Definitely. And I've met a ton of nice people. Like, I mean, that's really how we met was through, she came to the first event we had and signed up to be a volunteer. And I've made so many friends through rescue over the years. So it's definitely rewarding. And we hope everybody will come out. Saturday, October 12th, 2 to 5 p.m. Maker's Brewery in Norfolk.
Yeah, can't wait to see you.
Yes.
Okay, so let's see what else is new. What's like something good that happened to you this week, this past week?
Oh, Lord, let's see.
Has it been a stressful week?
It's just been a little bit of a crazy week for lending, for dogs. I have Lenny at the house and he is getting ready to get cataract surgery next week. So I'm super excited for that because what we thought was his good eye, he's completely blind in. And then the guy with the cataract, he can't see very much out of that. So he's getting the cataract fixed. This eye, unfortunately, has a detached retina, so there's no correcting it. So he is just got neutered, and he's just kind of being crazy. And we were keeping another dog for a friend who was out of town, and we have our own dogs. And it has just been a very hectic week at the Burglar Heart House, for sure. But yes, the lending business is keeping me busy. And then getting ready for Halloween. Also getting the house decorated for Halloween.
I have not done that
yet. Oh, our house, yes. We haven't done
the queen of it.
I am the queen of Halloween. Our inside stuff is done, but the outside, boy, oh boy, it's going to be so good. So we already have like a graveyard and then we got this grave digger, like 6 foot tall guy and he talks and everything. And then the Grim Reaper and the witch on the other side. And then I'm getting a low lying fog machine.
Oh,
so it'll like have fog all around the graves. Yeah, I'm super excited.
I need to up my game. I'm about to go to the store because I literally don't have anything.
Home Depot, they've got all the best stuff. Okay. Yes. So definitely. How about you? What's your highlight of the week? Not the Eagles, something else. That was the low light of the week.
What was the high? Okay, let's see. Well, actually, yesterday I got an email that says I'm in school, right? Mm-hmm. Getting my bachelor's. So I am on the Dean Honor List.
Wow.
For the last semester. So I'm really happy about that.
It's awesome. Oh, my gosh. She works full time, volunteers multiple hours a week, and she's on the dean's list at school full time. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I was excited when I saw it, and I have good grades, obviously, right? But I didn't really expect it.
Right.
And when I saw the email, I was like, oh, that's
Frankie,
so
you need
great.
To take this one out to dinner. That is awesome. Congratulations.
So that was definitely, I think, like a really good thing that happened. Then, we got a buyer under contract together, out in Suffolk, and they're really good friends of ours.
Yes. And they've been looking for, gosh, 9 months.
A long time. Yep. Yes. And we finally found them a home on an acre.
Yes.
Which is great. It's like so a huge backyard. They love it. There was a pool as well. So it's literally like checking all the boxes.
Right.
Pool, yard, like the house is great. And so
good location.
If they want it.
Yeah. Yep. One story. I love it.
So we are super excited about them. Yep. Yeah. It's been a good week.
And I did forget to say this. My Hokies finally won at ODU. So we do the tailgate. This is our third one that we've done over when Virginia Tech comes to town. And of course, we're supposed to win, and we have not won the last two times. And it's, I have to hear about it for like an entire year. So we did have a big tailgate on Saturday. It was awesome. We had so much fun. The weather was perfect.
The weather was
Saturday perfect. Football or Saturday football weather. Perfect.
Yes.
It was a night game. It was so good. And Virginia Tech won. And they looked good. And it, yes, finally redemption. So I won't have to hear that at least for a year. And then my UVA fans or friends will have to see how that game goes. But yeah, so one down. But yeah, it's good. So another big game this weekend. Lots of football. You enjoying the new outdoor kitchen living space?
We put an outside kitchen and it was a pretty big project, took like about a month, but it's, oh my God, so worth
Beautiful.
It. It's amazing. Like just having like a outdoor space like that that you can hang out in. It's like a full kitchen. It has everything. We put like two TVs out there because it's pretty big and it's
football.
Amazing. Like football season with this outside kitchen, it's like the best thing ever.
Yes.
Yeah. So excited. But yeah, so that's about everything we have for you guys this week.
We're up to speed.
Yeah, definitely check out our event. Don't forget October 12th.
Yep.
Any questions with the real estate or financing, we are your girls.
That's
Give
right.
Give us a call. Don't forget to follow us on social media.
Yep.
And
Compact K9 is on Instagram and Facebook.
Yes.
Diana and I have a obviously our own business pages, and then we also have a page together. So we'll put all those details like in the comments so you can follow us and ask any questions that you might have. And we look forward to seeing everybody at Maker's Brewery October 12th, 2:00.
See you guys. Bye.
See you then.